USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Journalists targeted by an angry gunman with a vendetta against a newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland.
We have 5 confirmed fatals and 2 injuries. The injuries, to my understanding, are superficial.
That's the Annapolis mayor following yesterday's shootings at the Capital Gazette. Correspondent Matt Coates says that gunman apparently was upset about an article that had been written about him 7 years ago.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassing a former high school classmate.
The long goodbye ends today as the bankrupt toy retailer Toys R Us officially closes its remaining United States stores. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Protesters, most of them women, chanting as they marched from the Department of Justice to the U.S. Capitol late yesterday in what was called a women's march to protest Trump administration immigration policies. Some of the protesters also chanting, abolish ICE. U.S. Capitol Police say nearly 600 protesters were arrested during the march. Meanwhile, organizers say they're expecting big turnouts for similar protests against Trump immigration policies tomorrow in all 50 states and in Washington. In the wake of the deadly shootings at the Maryland newspaper yesterday, PayPal permanently bans alt-right activist Milo Yiannopoulos, as it says he just 2 days ago said he couldn't wait for vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
Things also got a bit testy when it was Congressman Jim Jordan's turn.
We started asking for information in July of last year, and some of that is still not given, still has not been given to the Congress, still not has been given to this committee, to the committee charged with defending the Judiciary Committee. So I appreciate what you do. I just want the information, and we're so frustrated that there is now a resolution on the floor of the House in just a few minutes that will be voted on.
Yeah, time of the gentleman has expired. Mr. Rosenstein will be allowed to respond.
I don't have any control over what resolutions you vote on, sir. And
I know you don't.
To do that, but
the gentleman will suspend it. The time now is the Attorney General's.
If you're interested in the truth, Mr. Jordan, the truth is we have a team of folks. They're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Ray explained to you the process. He's got hundreds of people working around the clock.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.